Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the 1 year Bible journey. It is Pastor Jeremiah sporting the poncho today, all the way from Querétaro, Mexico. Got the poncho on today. My family, we all bought ponchos last time we were there and we took our family photos in those. A lot of fun. You guys like the poncho? Anyway, speaking of clothes, let's dive into that today. I was reading in Exodus chapter 28. And it was talking about clothing for the priest. And just the whole chapter is ephod, chest piece, other articles, additional articles of clothing. And so you're reading the intricacies of what the priest had to wear and how important that was to be in the presence of God. And it all had a lot of extravagant meaning. And you're like, whoa, this is kind of crazy, you know? And me being... I'm not a priest, okay? A pastor. This is why I'm always like, man, I could not do this. I could not wear all these priestly robes. Just not me. So anyway, one quick story is I remember one time I was doing a funeral, and it was with a Presbyterian pastor and another pastor, and then there was me, and the other two priest pastors had robes on, and that's because that's traditionally what their church does, and I just had on a suit. And a lady came up afterwards, and she rather concerned. She's like, why don't you have robes on? So I'm like, I'm not a robes guy. I'm not really a robes guy. And anyway, you know, and I, part of my family is Catholic, and I had a funeral in the family a while back and went there and saw the priest and the father wearing all these robes. I'm like, no, I could not do this. And I think Jesus knows that. So thank you, Jesus. Anyway. So, but there was a lot of importance, specificity here being brought to the articles of clothing that these priests were supposed to wear. So I'm just kind of munching on them. Like, you know, what does that mean for us? How, you know, what kind of clothes am I supposed to wear? You know, am I wearing the right clothes? And even if fast forward, I find it interesting as a pastor, just clothing itself, how it has evolved and changed. Even being a pastor in ministry, when I first kind of started, I mean, you know, it was real important to wear a suit and tie. You know, that was the priestly robe of the church that I'm a part of. It's like you had to do that. And then, you know, it little by little, it's gotten a little more laxed and casual and those kind of things. And so not quite as important. And, you know, we should bring our best to the Lord. But maybe, I don't know, are we supposed to make a big deal of this or not? But so there's a few things I want to throw out is, so you read Exodus 28 and all this importance of the clothing for the priests and those kind of thing. And then paralleling that, the contrast, which I found interesting when I was reading through this commentary, is they mentioned a contrast between Jesus's clothing when he accomplished his great priestly work and the garments of the high priest. And Jesus is the great high priest, and his work was to die on the cross for our sins. And so just let me read through this real quick. Number one, Jesus wore no beautiful ephod, only a purple robe for mocking. Two, Jesus had no precious gems were on his shoulders, only a cross that we deserved. Three, Jesus had no breastplate with Israel on his heart, and he died of a broken heart for Israel and all mankind. Number four is the high priest. Jesus had a seamless robe that was not torn, but it was stripped away at the cross. Five, Jesus heard no delicate sound of bells, proving that the high priest was alive, only the sound of pounding nails, ensuring our high priest's death. Number six, Jesus wore no fine linen turban, rather a painful crown of thorns. Seven, Jesus had no head plate, reading holiness to the Lord, but a life and death showing nothing but holiness to the Lord. Number eight, Jesus had no linen trousers to hide his nakedness, rather he bore our sins on the cross and a naked shame. And there is the great high priest, Jesus, doing the work of the Father, giving his life for me, for you, for all of humanity, dying on the cross. And he didn't have any fancy robes. He didn't have all the bells and whistles, if you will. But yet he was obedient to do the work of the cross. So number one, today we just need to say, thank you, God. You know, he is the one who came in what other priests and what other men could not do, what no other sacrifice could do. Jesus did, the great high priest. How amazing is that? Come on, guys. And then along with that, you know, now we don't need any fancy ornate robes to now access and get into the holy presence of God. It has been made available because of Jesus, the great high priest. But again, we can easily find ourselves stepping back into religion, focusing on the external and in our clothes for that matter. And so it's not a matter of priestly garments and these, it's a matter of your heart today. Is your heart right with Jesus Christ? Because he has made the great sacrifice. He's the great high priest. He finished the work on the cross. So praise God for that. So, you know, there's great beauty and symbolism in these beautiful garments that the priests were wearing. But contrast that and let it remind us and lead us back to the cross and lead us back to the great high priest, the Savior, Jesus Christ. And praise God, he eliminated sin, death through his death and his resurrection. And now today, that's the beauty of where we are now in our relationship with God is that, man, I don't have to have all these fancy robes and external things, because today with who I am and what I have on right now, even in my poncho, I can step into the holy presence of Jesus Christ. And so what an interesting thought. And these are the things I want you to munch on as you're reading throughout the Bible this year, specifically in the Old Testament. I know I've really brought up a lot of Old Testament kind of things in the first portion of this year as we're going through the one-year Bible journey, because I find the Old Testament very fascinating. A lot of things that are being brought up there, again, kind of, you know, like I mentioned the other day, asking the question, what's the point of this? What's the point? What's the symbolism? And what does this mean to me today? And that's what that means today as we think about the robes of the priests and we think about the contrast of the robes of the great high priest, Jesus Christ. And then now how that speaks to me today in my life, in my relationship with God, and my accessibility to the very presence of God today. So amen. Isn't that cool today? You don't have to have all these fancy robes. You don't have to go through all these hoops today to get into the presence of God. You can do that because of what Jesus, the great high priest, did for you. God bless you guys. Keep reading the Bible. I will talk to you tomorrow.